Well, good evening. It is Sunday the 13th of November, and welcome to day 13 of NAPOD POMO. As with yesterday's show, today's is a little bit special because we have a special guest with us this evening in the form of Cara. Hello.
Hello.
Speak normally. She's very... I don't know why. In real life, you wouldn't think she was shy. Would you? You're silly. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is Cara at the moment is going through something called the Archbishop of York Youth Trust. And I was wondering, Cara, if you could explain to me exactly what that's about and what you're doing.
It's about helping the local community and trying to find a place where you could help to, like, to make it
go on, you're doing fine.
To make it better for like people to like okay. Go to it. Like you could like make a park, like litter pick around it and stuff.
Okay, that's good stuff. What are you doing towards it? You're doing something specific, aren't you? You're doing the citizenship.
Yeah.
Part of it. Yeah. That's one of a few things you can do, right?
Yeah.
So what does the citizenship, what does it mean? What do you have to do for it?
Well, what we're going to have to do is
go on. You're doing fine. Right, let me look it up. So, in the Key Stage 2, there's a character. What's the character's name?
Archie Bishop.
Okay, now, Archie Bishop is passionate about serving the community, changing the world for the better, and encouraging other children to do the same. So, what Cara is doing is something called the Key Stage 2 Award, as she's in Key Stage 2. And the idea about it is to give pupils within Key Stage 2 key skills for leadership and opportunities to change the communities for the better. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm seeing here is there is a number of resources. This is actually an award, isn't it?
Yeah.
So at the end of this, you will get an award.
I will.
Okay, and what's that award called?
The Young Leaders Award.
The Young Leaders Award, okay. So as part of that award, there are... here we go, Young Leaders Award. Right, so this is the citizenship program. Okay. So there's what I'll do is I'll link in the show notes to the website, archbishopofyorkyouthtrust.co.uk, and there'll be a lot more information in there. But can you just very briefly go through and say what you've done so far as part of it, what you've done to work towards this this Youth Leaders Award?
Well, I've done a litter pick with my family. And at school, we walked around the school perimeter and we found out different places where we need to like do something about it, and we found lots of really bad stuff. Like there was this bus stop, it was absolutely shattered. All glass was shattered.
Okay, yeah.
And we found
also on the outside of the school. Right, I'm with you.
And we found loads of litter and...
Okay, so that's a litter picking aspect of it. What else is there? What other things have you got planned? Or haven't you at this stage?
We haven't at this stage.
Okay. Are you doing this as part of your school time, or is this outside of school hours?
It's part of school.
Right.
It's in Richmond on Friday.
Yep. So that's a good opportunity for people to get involved in things they wouldn't normally get involved with, but it's actually in time provided by the school rather than having to do it in your own time. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to get any more out of you, am I?
No.
Bless you. Fair enough. So at what stage will you get this award? If everything goes according to plan and presumably you've got to do a presentation of something? I don't know.
I think we'll get it at the end of term near Christmas.
Oh, so in the next few weeks then?
Yeah, I think so.
It doesn't spread the whole school year?
I don't know. Because we have to swap in Richmond at Christmas. So I think it'll be at next term at Christmas.
Okay. Excellent. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one. I'll admit I haven't... Oh, hang on. Here we go. No, according to this, it is actually across three terms. One lesson per week, one lesson per fortnight, then two per half term, then one per half term, and then back at the very end of the summer term, another going back down to one lesson per week.
We can't really do that because we're only allowed to do it Friday afternoon for an hour each week.
That's right. That's fine.
Good.
But that would still be possible.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'm not going to prolong your agony anymore. I can see you're not particularly confident doing this. But thank you anyway for joining and speaking to me, albeit very briefly, about what the Archbishop of Trust... Archbishop of Trust? Archbishop of York Youth Trust is about. So maybe later on in the year you'll do a special show. Tell us what you've done and what you've achieved.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I think everybody would enjoy that. So thank you very much indeed for taking part. You can go now if you wish to. Thank you also to you guys for listening. If you want to send an email... If you want to ask Cara any specific questions, then you can email napodpomo@thelovebug.org. And, of course, you can see the full progress of the Napod Pomo project for this year over at thelovebug.org/pod. So thank you very much indeed for joining us, and I'll catch you tomorrow.